Okay, so what's your name?
My name is Emery.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
A little bit about myself. I'm a male Caucasian feline. I live in a townhouse in the Bahamas. And I don't know.
What kind of music do you compose?
Do I compose?
Yeah.
I compose hip-hop music mainly.
Oh, okay. When was the first time you wrote a song?
First time I wrote a song? I think I was about 6, actually. Or 4, maybe even younger, like 5. My dad used to have a home studio at his house.
Oh.
And I did a rap song, actually.
Why do you write music?
I don't know, really. It gives me pleasure, and it's something I feel like I need to do sometimes. Sometimes I hate it, but then sometimes I just need to do it, you know? So it's just in my life. It's part of my life.
What inspires you?
Everything inspires me. I mean, sometimes I'm just inspired by nothing. Like, I don't necessarily always have an idea in my head when I make a song or write music. I just want to do something. I want to make something. I want to write something. And I just go to the computer, go to the keyboard, play guitar, and I just fiddle around until I find something. Or sometimes I just have an idea in my head and, like, you know, something in my life has inspired me to say something.
Mm-hmm. Do you write the melody or the lyrics first?
I do it both ways. A lot of the time there's, like, a disconnect. Like, I don't necessarily write songs. I mean, I make beats. And then, like, hip-hop instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I write lyrics, sometimes to those instrumentals, but sometimes the lyrics are just on their own for something else. Like, or I don't always write the lyrics to a beat. Or I don't always write to that beat. But, I mean, I'm a songwriter, but it's weird, because I don't necessarily, like, I find it hard to actually sit down and just, like, write a song rather than make a beat or write lyrics. I can do that, but I find it hard to actually, like, sit down on the guitar and write a song, you know?
Yeah. Do you usually write the lyrics or the melody by your own, or use others' help?
On my own. Pretty much almost at 90%, 99% of the time. A couple of times I've written together. It didn't go very well. It's kind of hard.
Do you usually try to convey a message within your music? If so, what is it?
I don't necessarily try to convey one message. I mean, some songs, like, it's kind of different, like, lyrically, and when I make music, it's kind of different, because when I make beats, I don't necessarily go for a message when I'm making it. Sometimes I'll feel something, and I'll try to go for that, like, you know, if I'm making a beat, and I'm thinking, this makes me feel like, you know, it's sad, or, like, this makes me sad, and, like, it's not really a message, more like a feeling. But then when I'm writing lyrics, yeah, sometimes I have a message, could be that I like something, or I don't like something, or that, you know, I'm feeling something inside and I want to let that out and I want people to know about it. But not always. Sometimes I just write for shits and giggles too, you know? Funny stuff, you know?
Yeah. Where is your favorite place for songwriting?
Well, my room in my house is in the basement, and also I have my studio set up in there too, so I have my speakers and my computer and my keyboard and everything down there. So that's pretty much where I always write. Sometimes I'll write in the living room listening to some music or something too, but generally I like to write with, you know, the computer at hand, so I can just, you know, if I'm thinking of something, I can do it right there, you know.
How long does it usually take you to compose a song?
Hard to say. I mean, sometimes it's pretty quick. Like, sometimes I just kind of can run it off pretty quick, but I'm kind of like a perfectionist. I never think something's, like, finished, you know. So I might finish for that day in, like, you know, 15 minutes sometimes, and I'm like, that's good, I like it. But then I'll come back an hour later and be like, oh, I'll change that. And then I'll come back the next day and change that, and it might evolve over time. So sometimes it takes months, you know, because I just keep evolving it. Because to me, something can never be finished. So it's a hard question to answer.
Last question for today.
Oh, for lyrics, though, it usually takes me about an hour to write, like, a verse for a song. And then I would maybe edit it a bit, but... or about an hour to write a verse.
Okay, last question. How do you practice your writing?
By doing it. I mean, I need to practice songwriting more, because I'm pretty good at making beats. So I can do it. I've made thousands of them. And I've written, like, a lot of raps. I can do it. I'm not, like, too concerned with trying to get much better at rapping. I want to get better at producing hip-hop, for sure, but I want to expand and do other kind of stuff, too. Produce other music, and also write other music. Like, I actually have written a couple songs. Like, I wrote this, just not even a song, but like an idea for a song kind of thing, and I wrote some lyrics, and I just, like, played some keys and just kind of wrote a song on it, which is interesting, so it's practice for me. I just need to practice more and more and try to just write different kind of stuff, you know?
Excellent. Can you give the listeners a website of yours that they would be able to listen to your music?
Yeah, I can, although it's very old and it's outdated. But you can go to myspace.com/secondsection, just as it's spelled, like SECONDSECTION. And that's a group I used to have with my friend. It's a hip-hop group. I was doing all the producing, and I did half of the writing, and he did half of the writing, and I was rapping, and he was rapping. But the last time I posted a song in there or changed anything was like 2006 or 7, so it's pretty old. I mean, I'm kind of going to get on that, but whatever. You can check that out for now if you're so inclined.
Okay, thank you very much, Emery.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.